Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Governor Mike Dunleavy declaring a disaster declaration for several boroughs and areas of the state impacted by severe winter storms, extreme winds, and extreme cold temperatures. The disaster emergency has been declared for Delta Greeley REAA and Copper River REAA, Fairbanks North Star Borough, including Nenana, Denali Borough, and the Mat-Su Borough. The disaster declaration activates the state's public assistance and individual assistance program, which aids individuals or families to meet disaster-related necessary expenses and serious needs. Mike Brown, Mat-Su Borough Manager.
The borough has advised residents to shelter in place for the duration of the storm. We have received multiple reports of damages to roads and facilities, damage to homes and businesses to include debris, roofs, broken windows, frozen pipes, and damages to vehicles. We are experiencing prolonged and sustained loss of basic utilities to large populations across the borough. The borough opened up two shelters early this morning in Wasilla at the Menard Sports Complex and in Palmer at the Mat-Su Senior Services Center. Both shelters are being staffed by the American Red Cross and are available to provide temporary heat and shelter for residents. At this time, we have not received any reports of loss of life or significant injuries due to the storm, and all emergency crews are fully operational. And then lastly, the borough did experience an outage on IT systems related to power yesterday. Those services have largely been restored, and we encourage the public to use the Problem Reporter app and the road hotline to report road issues requiring our attention.
At this time, no emergency assistance has been requested in Mat-Su and in Fairbanks. A contingent of National Guard soldiers and airmen were activated to assist the borough with any transportation needs. A further update on the status of the weather damage will be provided at tonight's Mat-Su Borough Assembly meeting, which is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. More details, log on to RadioKenai.com. The state agency that oversees Alaska's oil production has upheld two fines against Hilcorp totaling $64,000 for violating requirements needed to prevent spills or leaks in fields in the Cook Inlet region in south central Alaska. The penalties issued December 29th come on the heels of a $10,000 fine issued against Hilcorp in late November for a violation at the giant Prudhoe Bay fields on the North Slope. The agency called that violation involving a spill prevention safety valve that was shut down during oil production, part of Hilcorp's substantial history of noncompliance. In the new orders, the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission continued to express concerns about Hilcorp's record. Hilcorp operates the state's largest oil field at Prudhoe Bay. Hilcorp also the leading oil and gas producer in Cook Inlet. Hilcorp, in a statement Monday, said it's taking action to prevent similar violations. Luke Miller, spokesman with Hilcorp, in an emailed statement to the Anchorage Daily News, said Hilcorp takes seriously AOGCC's recent orders and is taking proactive measures to ensure similar incidents don't happen in the future, including better contractor management, revising procedures, and dedicating additional resources focused on well integrity. As Hilcorp has increased work activity in Alaska, we also have taken steps to improve our internal systems, and we will continue to work closely with AOGCC to ensure compliant, safe, and responsible operations. Hilcorp has been credited for helping stabilize production at aging oil fields, where it took over as operator from BP in 2020 in a $5.6 billion deal, but critics said the company is prone to environmental incidents like gas leaks in the Cook Inlet in recent years. Hilcorp has rewarded employees with large bonuses for boosting oil production and the value of the company.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.